This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're going to do a couple of stories now about the downside of an up economy. There was a report out today from the economic research firm Rhodium Group about carbon dioxide emissions in the United States, a greenhouse gas, as you know. Those emissions were up sharply last year, the second largest CO2 increase we've seen in 20 years, which isn't great news on its face, but also it had looked for a while that we could have a growing economy without increasing pollution. Doesn't look that way anymore, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains.
For centuries, the more the world's economies grew, the more they polluted the atmosphere.
The link was severed for about a decade, starting in 2005.
Gernot Wagner is a research associate and lecturer at Harvard. Part of this was the recession, but a big part was moving away from coal and towards wind, solar, and natural gas.
That's the largest driver of U.S. reductions over the past 10 years or so.
Nate Aden is a senior fellow at the World Resources Institute. Natural gas is cleaner than coal, but it still pollutes. And Aden says we may have reached the limit of what it can do. Last year, U.S. carbon emissions rose 3.4%, according to the Rhodium Group.
A booming economy contributed to an increase in emissions.
Robert Jackson is a professor at Stanford. We are back, for now, to the traditional relationship between growth and pollution. But that relationship is not destiny.
There are 20 countries or more around the world that have seen their economies grow over the last decade and seen their CO2 emissions decline.
In fact, emissions are down 10% in the U.S. compared to 2007. But he says further progress isn't possible without policy promoting cleaner technology. Trevor Hauser is with the Rhodium Group and co-authored the report showing rising emissions.
It's not the rollback in policies that the Trump administration has adopted so much as the absence of new policy action.
Hauser says this year, as the economy cools, emissions could be flat or even decline, but not nearly fast enough to have a meaningful impact on climate change. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.